Hello, I'm Kent Brockman, and this is Eye on Springfield.
Infotainment.
Tonight, we salute the silver anniversary of the Great Springfield Tire Yard Fire. 25 years and still burning strong. We watch Springfield's oldest man beat Springfield's fattest man.
He's not so fat.
And we visit with heavyweight champion Dredrick Tatum, who reminisces about growing up in Springfield.
That town is a dump. If you ever see me back there, you know I really...
But first, part 7 of our eye-opening look at the bikini.
Whoa, TNA.
Bart, why are you still up?
Lisa's slumber party. Who can sleep with those 5 evil hands cackling and plotting against me?
Boy, they've got better things to talk about than you. Sheesh, what an ego.
Lisa, your brother is so gross.
You should smell his room.
Now remember, Wanda, whatever shape the wax takes, that's what your husband's job will be.
It's a mop. My husband will be a janitor.
That looks like an Olympic torch to me. Your husband could be an Olympic athlete who will go on to have a great acting career.
With a dustpan.
The wax never lies. Let's play truth or dare.
Truth or dare! Truth or dare!
I'll take dare.
I dare you to kiss Lisa's brother.
Ew! What the...
Ah! I'm telling Mom and Dad.
You're telling who?
Mom and Dad!
Jinx! Now you can't talk till somebody says your name.
Coming up next, an elephant who never forgets to brush.
What is it, boy? Is anything the matter, my son? Talk to me, young man. Say your name. Why should I do that, my lad?
Because I'm Jinx, damn it! Ow! What was that for?
You spoke while you were Jinx, so I get to punch you in the arm. Sorry, it's the law.
Over.
Run for it, boy! That's it. I'm out of here.
Hiya, Homer.
What's the matter, Mo?
Business is slow. People today are healthier and drinking less. You know, if it wasn't for the junior high school next door, no one would even use the cigarette machine.
Yeah, things are tough all over.
Increased job satisfaction and family togetherness are poison for a purveyor of mind-numbing intoxicants like myself.
Can I get a beer?
Oh, yeah, sure. Oh, sorry, I forgot we're out of beer. Whoa, I know, I got behind on my beer payment. The distributor cut me off and I spent my last $10,000 on a love tester. You're too late, Homer. Barney sucked it dry. Cut his gums up pretty bad.
Oh.
Take it easy, Homer. I learned how to make other drinks at bartender school. Gin and tonic? Do they mix?
Hey, I know a good drink. Really hits the spot. I invented it myself. One night, Marge's beastly sisters were showing slides from their latest vacation.
And this is Patty trying to plug her leg razor into one of those ungodly Czechoslovakian outlets. As you can see, we never did get the hang of it.
Ay, caramba!
As I stared up at that hairy, yellow drumstick, I knew I needed a drink. Patty, Selma, would you excuse me for a moment?
If you're going for a beer, this is the last one.
Don't! I decided to mix the little bits that were left in every liquor bottle. In my haste, I had grabbed a bottle of the kid's cough syrup. It passed the first test. I didn't go blind.
They say everyone can float in the Dead Sea, but Selma sank right to the bottom.
Huh? I don't know the scientific explanation, but fire made it good.
Whoa, sounds like one hell of a drink. What do you call it?
A flaming Homer.
Okay, well, why don't you make us up a couple of flaming Homers?
Hey, Mo, you got any cough syrup?
Let me check the lost and found. What do we got here? Bowie knife, troll doll, black eye. Oh, here we are. It's not without its charm.
Try lighting it on fire.
Whoa! Homer, it's like there's a party in my mouth and everyone's invited.
Hey, your love tester's busted. I want my nickel back.
Hey, buddy, have one on the house.
Hey, this drink is delicious. And my phlegm feels looser. What do you call it?
Well, it's called a flaming...
Moe. It's called a flaming Moe. That's right, a flaming Moe. My name is Moe, and I invented it. That's why it's called a flaming Moe. What? What are you looking at, Homer? It's a flaming Moe. I'm Moe.
Hey, what's this?
A sneeze guard.
Wow, it really works.
Mo, I haven't seen the place this crowded since the government cracked down on you for accepting food stamps. Do you think my drink had something to do with it?
Who can say? It's probably a combination of things.
Another picture of those amazing flaming moles.
Boy, I hate this joint, but I love that drink.
Oh.
Barkeep, I couldn't help noticing your sign.
The one that says bartenders do it till you bar?
No, above that store-bought drollery.
Oh, great. Why don't we fill out an application? I'll need your name, measurements, and turn-ons.
You really expect me to tell you my measurements?
You could, but I find this way is much more accurate and fun.
Ugh. What do you offer in the way of salary?
Minimum wage and tips. Of course, there are fringe benefits.
Such as?
An unforgettable weekend at Club Mo.
I'd prefer to take my vacation someplace hot.
I like your moxie, kid. You're hired.
You shan't regret this.
Methinks I shan't.
Pardon me, are you the genius behind the Flaming Moe?
Why, yes, I...
I'm your man.
Uh-huh. My name's Harv Bannister. I work for Tipsy McStagger's Good Time Drinking and Eating Emporium.
Oh, yeah? Hey, what's Mr. McStagger really like?
Actually, there is no Tipsy McStagger. He's just a composite of other successful logos.
Well, you tell him from me that he makes one great mozzarella stick.
Yes, fine, I will. Anyway, I've got a proposition for you.
Keep talking.
Mm-hmm. We feel your Flaming Moe is perfect for our restaurant chain. We want to buy the recipe.
No dice. The Flaming Moe is not for sale. Do you know how much of my blood and sweat are in this drink? Figure of speech. Sorry, Harv.
I'll be back.
That's for you, Moe. Only an idiot would give away $1 million idea like that.
Oh?
So the next time you use a gas chromatograph, remember to thank Mr. A.J.P. Martin.
Oh. Brilliant, Barton, brilliant. Once again, you've wrecked the grading curve. Oh, I pity the poor student who has to follow you. Bart Simpson, you're next.
The Inventor I Admire by Bart Simpson. The inventor I admire is not a rich man or a famous man or even a smart man. He's my father, Homer Simpson, creator of, dun-dun-dun-dun, the Flaming Homer.
The Flaming Homer? You mean the Flaming Mo?
Moe! And your dad didn't invent it, you wuss! Moe the bartender did!
Yes, everyone knows that.
It's not true. My father invented that drink, and if you'll allow me to demonstrate...
Bart, are those liquor bottles?
Brought enough for everybody.
Take those to the teacher's lounge. You can have what's left at the end of the day.
Hey, Bernard!
Good evening, Krusty.
Nice to see you, Bernard.
Thank you very much. Right this way.
Krusty, over here!
Henceforth, this date shall forever be known as Flaming Moe's Day.
Sir, this is already Veterans Day.
It can be two things.
Mom, instead of milk for dinner, can I have a virgin Moe?
Hey, what's wrong?
I'll tell you what's wrong. That rotten Moe is getting rich off a recipe I gave him. Take that off the second!
Okay. Homie, why don't you just go down to Moe's and talk to him? I bet he'd be willing to share some of his success with you.
Nah. Marge, I'm too upset to eat. I think I'll go to Moe's. Don't!
Can I help you, sir?
I need to talk to Moe.
Your name's not on the list.
I didn't even tell you my name.
Okay, what's your name?
Homer Simpson.
Not on the list.
But...
We're all filled up. File on.
Ladies and gentlemen, some new buddies of mine stopped by tonight. Maybe we can get them to come up here. How about a warm, Flaming Moe's welcome for... Aerosmith!
We're just hanging out.
Oh, come on, guys. Free pickled eggs.
All right.
Hello, St. Louis!
That's Springfield, Stephen.
Yeah, right.
Are you ready to rock?
Yeah!
Are you ready to rock?
I want you to meet my friends, Armando and Rafi.
Hey, Mo, come on, get up here.
Scrumptious, do you want to ignite my drink?
You're my kid's teacher.
Single parent, are we?
No.
Well, let's pretend you are.
Get away from me. Hey, Mo.
Oh, hiya, Homer. How about a beer?
I'd rather have a flaming Homer.
A what? I get it.
How could you do this to me, Mo? This bar was going under, and it was the drink I invented that saved it. If there was any justice, my face would be on a bunch of crappy merchandise.
Morris, is what this man's saying true?
Well, it's hard to say. He may have come up with the recipe, but I came up with the idea of charging $6.95 for it. The telephone. Flaming Moe's.
Yes, I'm looking for a friend of mine.
Last name Jazz, first name Hugh.
Hold on, I'll check. Hugh Jazz! No, somebody check the men's room for a Hugh Jazz.
I'm Hugh Jazz.
Telephone.
Hello, this is Hugh Jazz.
Hi.
Who's this?
Bart Simpson.
What can I do for you, Bart?
Look, I'll level with you, mister. This is a crank call that sort of backfired, and I'd like to bail out right now.
All right. Better luck next time. What a nice young man.
Homer, I'm sorry you're mad at me, but this isn't personal. This is business.
Business, eh? Well, let me tell you something. You just lost yourself a customer.
What? I'm sorry, Homer, I couldn't hear you.
I said you just lost yourself a customer.
What?
You just lost yourself a customer.
Homer, you're going to have to speak up.
You just lost yourself a customer, Mo.
I forced myself to what?
You just lost yourself a customer.
Homer, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
You just lost yourself a customer.
Yeah, you can use it.
When the weight of the world has...
has got you down and you wanna end your life. Bills to pay, a dead-end job, and problems with a wife. But don't throw in the towel, cause there's a place right down the block where you can drink your misery away. Just a flaming mow away. Happiness is just a flaming mow away.
Marty!
How's the world treating you, Mr. Gumbel?
Hey there, what can I do for you, Hart?
Well, sir, Tipsy McStagger would like to buy your drink.
He's here?
No. I mean, my company is willing to do what it takes to get that recipe. We're prepared to offer you $1 million.
Sorry, Harv. But like I told you before, it ain't for sale.
Don't be stupid. We have a laboratory for this kind of thing. We've got it all figured out, except for one ingredient.
Brace yourselves, gentlemen. According to the gas chromatograph, the secret ingredient is... love! Who's been screwing with this thing?
I'm sorry, but the secret ingredient dies with me.
30 cases of cough syrup. Sign here.
I got hooked on this stuff in the service.
Ah, my new watering hole.
Now, what do you want?
A beer.
Okay, then.
Can I have a clean glass?
Go! Here you go, Your Majesty.
Next on Iron Springfield, a toast to Moe, the Wizard of Walnut Street.
The Flaming Moe dates back to my forefathers, who were bartenders to the Tsar.
So, Mr. Hutz, does my husband have a case?
I'm sorry, Mrs. Simpson, but you can't copyright a drink.
Oh,
this all goes back to the Frank Walbanger case of 78. How about that? I looked something up. These books behind me don't just make the office look good. They're filled with useful legal tidbits, just like that.
Stupid Mo, non-inventing, recipe-stealing pug nose.
Well, Homer, maybe you can take some consolation in the fact that something you created is making so many people happy.
Oh, look at me. I'm making people happy. I'm the magical man from Happy Land in a gumdrop house on Lollipop Lane.
Oh, by the way, I was being sarcastic.
Well, duh.
Now that's what I call a happy hour.
Morris, something troubles me.
Don't worry, baby. My mother won't be home for another 20 minutes.
No. I was just thinking about Homer Simpson.
That's okay. I was just thinking about Sybil Danning.
I meant, I think you should sell your drink and give half the money to Homer.
But, honey...
He's your friend, Morris. And you took advantage of him.
All right. I'll split the million with Homer. Jeepers, Mary and Joseph. I sleep with a chick once. It cost me $500,000 bananas.
Mo.
Bart, are you going to mow the lawn today?
Okay, but you promised me mo' money.
I mo.
Mo.
When Bart's done, can we mow to the movie? There's a mo' name.
Of course. All work and mo' play makes mo' a mo' mo.
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 Joey! Mrs. Krabappel, I really need my drumsticks.
Come and get them.
Well, you're going to be a rich man, Mo. I got to tell you, the way we usually work in these situations is to steal the recipe and run the inventor out of business. C'est la vie.
What the?
You poor, pathetic, misguided creatures choking down your flaming moes, all the time wondering, how does he do it? Well,
I'm going to tell you. The secret ingredient is...
Homa! No!
Cough syrup. Nothing but plain, ordinary, over-the-counter children's cough syrup.
Cute.
Thank you, Mr. Nutball.
Gotta go, Mo. Tough luck.
Holy cow! You just fell on Aerosmith!
Hey, Homer. Come in here.
Hi, Mo. Where's that waitress of yours?
Oh, she left to pursue a movie career. Frankly, I think she was better off here.
Mo, sorry I lost you hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Oh, hey. Maybe some things are too good to be kept a secret.
I guess so.
Compliments to the house. One flaming Homer.
Oh, thanks, Mo. You're the greatest friend a guy could ever have. Hey, do you think Aerosmith will be in tonight?
I doubt it.